Now we come to the so-called parable of the prodigal son. And we'll see in a moment why we say so-called. The background was that the publican sinners came in to hear him by the multitudes. And the Pharisees and scribes began to murmur. Why, they say, this man will receive sinners, and he eateth with them. And he did that, by the way. I can't resist telling the little story about the girl from the slums of London. One night she slipped into a church, and she heard the pastor read this verse here. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And she came up afterward and said to the pastor, she said, I didn't know that my name was in the Bible and that God mentioned me. And he looked at her, she's just like a little waif in rags, and he said, why, young lady, I don't think you're mentioned in the Bible. Oh, yes, said, you read about me. And he said, where? Why, you read where it says that this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them, and my name is Edith. May I say to you, that's one way, but certainly he would receive Edith also, and he'll receive Mary and John and all the rest of us. Thank God for that. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Now we come to these parables that he gave in answer to the murmuring of the Pharisees and scribes because he was receiving publicans and sinners. And he spake this parable unto them. Now this parable is actually in three parts. We call it the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son, but actually it's just one parable. When I was a boy, I used to go visit my aunt, especially at Christmas time, and there'd be other visitors there, and they always put me up in the loft, you know, up where she had everything stored. And they put me a bed down up there. And at Christmas time, that always was a very wonderful place for me. The chimney came up through there. It was warm. But going up the steps, there was a picture there that she apparently had had in the old days, but had removed it, and it was what is known as a triptych. Do any of you older folk remember triptychs? Well, a triptych is a one frame but three pictures in it. And this one was of the prodigal son. It showed first the prodigal son in the middle as he came home. That's the great thing. One on the other side shows him going away and having a high old time, and the one on the other side showed him down in the pig pen. The center one, though, showed him going home. It told the story. Well, what you have in the three parables here, so-called, is one parable, but it's like a triptych. There are three pictures that give the message. Now let me read the first one. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you have 100 sheep? If he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find him. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Now what you have here is, first of all, a picture of a lost sheep. And the shepherd here is the one we think of as being the great shepherd. He's the shepherd of the sheep. We are his sheep. And here this shepherd had 100 sheep. One of them got lost. Now that, frankly, would be a pretty good percentage if you started out with 100 sheep and you came through with 99, but this shepherd wouldn't be satisfied with just 99. When this one sheep got lost, he went out and looked for it. And you notice what he did? He put it on his shoulder. He's able to save to the uttermost. And he'll go out after it and put it on his shoulder. And you know, the children of Israel, their high priest, had on the garment, one of the garments that he wore, a garment that had two stones, one on one shoulder and one on the other. He carried the children of Israel on his shoulders because there were six names on one shoulder and six on the other. And our great high priest, he carries us on his shoulder. we won't get lost. When he starts out with 100 sheep, he always comes through with 100 sheep. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all predestination ever did mean. It just means when this shepherd starts out with 100 sheep, why, he always comes through with 100 sheep, and not 99 sheep and one goat. It's always 100 sheep. This is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ going out looking for those that are his own.